الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما على حبيبك عليك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمد مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي رمي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه أب من طيبهن القاء الأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهل مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهواء اقتحم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لله الرحمن الرحيم أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. So many times it happens, a ustad is teaching a child, ustad nazra looking inside, and he's reading ta'alamun. Ustad says, look properly. He looks ta'alamun. Look properly. Then he tells him, points out the dots are below the, not above. Now he realizes it's not ta'alamun, it's ya'alamun. Unfortunately, we are also still very much the same. We have seen, alhamdulillah, Allah reward the ulama and the workers in Wifaqul Ulama. How many such jalsas have been kept already? And alhamdulillah, the theme all along, I think, has been the signs of the hour. Now, have we seen the signs of the hour? If we had seen the signs of, and I'm not talking of those who are just coming perhaps first time local people here of Port Elizabeth, but those of us who are engaged with Wifaqul Ulama, if we have seen signs of the hour and we have taken note of them, our lives, whole ummah's life should have been different. Allah make it that we see. If a person is has to take a flight and he's arrange with a taxi, with Bolt, with Uber, and they come and they phone him, they say, we are here. And he says, I can see you, you are here, from my TV screen or whatever. Allah save us from all. Or I can see you from my window, you are here. But he's still not coming, he's still lazing in bed. And at a certain time he has to be at the airport. And come on time. And now slowly he gets off, he goes for a shower, he goes and every. That person is phoning, you have to be moving. He say, yeah, I know, I can see you here. And I know the time of the flight also. But what must be, something must be done about it. Not just knowing about it. Many a person today, we tell them something, yeah, I know namaz is for us, man. Yeah, I know. I also tell my children, must make. But are we making, are we performing our namaz? Are we doing all the requirements which we are required to do? Just knowing about the signs, just talking about it, it's all very good. But it's not enough. The signs are there, so we take note of, change our lives. Not just that we know the signs are there, but that we take note. So in this ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, and this is a very special address for the believers. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, this address, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, is only in the Quran Sharif. The other kitabs, Torah, Injil, any other scriptures of Allah, it was not there. There, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah is talking directly to the believers. So we have that great honor that Allah is speaking to me. Not that we become some Nabis and Wahi is coming, but Allah is speaking to us. And He says that it's appreciated. That Allah's position, way. Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran, I don't speak to anyone. I send my Wahi. And I send it here, alayhi salam. But yeah, Allah is speaking to us. So we should appreciate that. Yeah, in this Ta'ala He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. So Allah is speaking personally and is giving us a great command, the command of taqwa. What is taqwa? Lot of translations are made, lot of bayans are given on it. The consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gives the most beautiful explanation. He says, obey the commands of Allah, which is taqwa, but not in the fear of Allah, in the love of Allah Ta'ala. He says, in the fear of Allah, like you fear a snake, so you don't go near the snake. You fear a dog, you don't go near the dog. So like that is fear. You have fear for something. And one is love. That person is so good to you. Yusuf Ali Salaam, Rabbi Ahsana Mathwai. My master, either Mufassir indifference, whether it's Allah Ta'ala is referring to, or his master, the minister, is so good to me. How can I disobey him? How can I make khiyanat, be disloyal to him with regard to his wife? When they tempted him, can I, Allah, you my favor so much, you gave me eyes free of charge. To get one eye, when we have a motia, what is it? Cataract. How much that cost and how much of work? Free Allah gave us two eyes. And beautiful eyes. And beautiful eyes are not blue eyes. Blue eyes, it comes in the Quran Sharif, that the blue eyes are the people of Jahannam. The best beautiful eyes are black eyes. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's eyes were perfectly, completely black. And according to optometry, eyes which are green, which we, green eyes, or blue eyes, they are underdeveloped. The eye that is developed properly, the pupil, the eye is black. And here also Allahu Akbar. What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says that every person who can see is a seeing person. He sees with his eyes. And which part of the eye? The eye is made up of so many things. Which part of the eye looks actually sees? It's the pupil, the middle, the black part. And everyone around that, maybe it's green, it may be blue, it may be gray eyes, or whatever. But the pupil itself, everyone's is black. And in blackness, darkness, Allah kept light. This is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So appreciate what Allah Ta'ala, so Allah's ni'mat are innumerable upon us all the time. So we should obey Allah. I'm not a maimed person. I'm not a paralyzed person. I'm not a person limping. I'm not a person who is mentally deranged. Your favors, how can I disobey you? As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that khate ho Rahman ki. We are enjoying all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Khaate ho shaitan ki. And we sing the song of shaitan. We make shaitan happy. And he is the direct opposition of Allah Ta'ala. If you have a business and you've got your worker, and he's you paying him, you doing everything, and he's advertising for your opposition. He's serving all the agenda of your opposition. political party, you keep somebody, they must go and canvass for votes, and you paying him, you giving him car, everything, and he goes and canvass for the opposition party. Allah is giving us free thing, and then we supporting the opposition, supporting shaitan. We are making him happy. If a person, can somebody wash my car for me? I'll give you 200 when what might be. And you give him soap also, you give him polish also, all what he needs. And then he brings his car. And what your all things, he washes his car in front of you. All who will tolerate that also? He's washing everything. After your car, he say boss, 100 rand. You say, boss, one for you. How angry you will be with him. Tolerating all the namas of Allah, which we didn't know we need. We ask Allah for eyes. We didn't ask Allah for brains. We didn't ask Allah for teeth. We didn't ask Allah for... Allah knew we were going to need it. And he gave it to us all. And free of charge. One bypass, not a heart replacement. Not another... Just a... How much is... And Allah gave us a perfect free of charge. All the damage to see Allah Ta'ala, the great manifestation of Allah Ta'ala. We say, see Allah. We so blind. One great buzurg says, this Hazrat Mali Lahori Rahadi, that the people say that the vast majority of the people are seeing people, blind people. But he says the reality is the vast majority are blind people. There are very few seeing. Manifestation is Qudrat is so open, so. Allah says, كَأَيِّيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. So many ayats of mine. Ayat means sign. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Arish, to say 6,660 in the Quran. That's all the signs of Allah. Every ayat is the sign of Allah. We read Al-Quran, how many khatams we have made. And especially the hafiz. But we haven't seen Allah Ta'ala. We are the seeing blind. We are seeing, but we are not seeing Allah Ta'ala. And then so many ayats Allah Ta'ala says, inna fi dhalika la ayat. Not one ayat. In that one, there are many signs also. And the signs of Allah, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. What in yourself? The greatest manifestation of the existence of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the control of Allah is you yourself, O insan. The blood, at what speed it's moving. On our roving at 120, how much more can you go? With all humps now, how much you going to travel? You can go on the open road on the freeway 200, 220. The blood is moving at a much more faster speed. No accident. Now when Allah means it, then you have a clot somewhere. Now you've got a severe heart attack. Perhaps you die also in that heart attack. But whole life, how many of us are sitting? All of us sitting here, pain and healthy. And the blood is moving. And it's moving while we're sleeping. While we're awake. And no traffic officers to control it. No humps to reduce the speed. And it's moving. And if it doesn't move, what will happen? And this all we know. It's happening. In me it's happening. It's you it's happening now. While we're sleeping, our little baby, we so happy. We see that child and a smile on that child is sleeping. How happy. What is so Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat? وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. Allah says, so many of my ayat, my signs, I've spread them out in the world, and your people are passing by them. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِدُونَ. But you are blind to them. You take no notice. The most a Western non-Muslim tourist will say a breathtaking sight. And we don't even see that. They also, Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ in the creation of the skies and the earth, the changing of day and night, لَآيَاتٍ There are many, many, many signs. But for who? Lil alba, man of intelligence. They will see. And who is the innocent account to us? The biggest dud and the biggest stupid is the intelligent and a clever person. He works his finger to the bones. He works 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. For what is he working? For all what he's going to leave behind. And where he's going, he's not working for there. And he knows, I'm going to leave all. What's a dud? But he must clever. This is when you go to the school, that is where you become a fool. Where they make big fools out of you. And you go to college and you lose all your knowledge also you had, you lose that also. And now you believe, I make big investments. Oh, I'm somebody. I'm a big man now. All your money is just in that plastic card of yours. The bank just for some reason close your account. You got nothing. And they hardly got any cash with you now. It must be done through the bank. And they're controlling you all the time. They know where you spend money, what you are doing. And that's a smart person. A smart person is who prepares for afterlife. And if you work so hard, all your investment, one person, his father made wasiyat, gave him advice, that when I die, you must put on for me also, after the kafan. So they gave Musal kafan, he came with the socks. They said, no socks allowed. And he's fighting that, no, my father told me, he said, you must put the socks. I love this. And they said, no, can't be. He just wouldn't want to budge. They said, okay, go and ask the muftis. But ask the muftis, they knew, they will, no socks allowed. So his father's friend came there, he said, my stupid, you didn't understand what your father told you. He didn't tell you to put the socks on, he told you to take the lesson. That socks which I love so much, that also can't come with me in the kafan. Then all your big, big motor cars and your big, big mansions and homes, that look like big compounds, not even like houses they look, and all your big businesses and all that, where is that going to come with you in your cover? And to make preparation for akhirat is so easy. Allahu Akbar. You read Allahu bikumul yusr. Allah wants easiness for you. We're making it hard for us. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is easy. One time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who reads 10 times Surah Ikhlas, Allah, Qul huwallahu ahad, Surah Ikhlas, Allah builds a palace for that person. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case we'll build plenty palaces. So easy. Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Allah is much more greater. You can read a million Surah Ikhlas. Allah will give and He has got much more in His stories. Nothing. So, just see, 10 times Surah Ikhlas, maybe about a minute or less than a minute. So easy. Can you even think of building a tin shanty, a hut, in about a minute? Even you're thinking, I must get this, I must get that. You can't finish it. Where am I going to build it? I have to get permission. Even if it is in some land of this traditional owners and this people. I have to get permission. I have to get a carpenter. I have to get nails. I have to get a plumber. How many things to build just a hut? And we are smart when we build a big palace with so much of money. And in most cases, even the rich people with the bank's money. It's not our own money also. We're boasting with the bank's money. And the bank, whenever they pull the strings, just take it away from you. And the palace of Jannah which you don't have to maintain, and which you don't have to, you can't imagine the amenities and the facilities there. Yeah, you want a bedroom like this, you want a bathroom like this, a garden like this. How much you'll have to spend and work and maintain it. Even if you don't use that farmhouse of yours, and that's beachfront, but it has to be maintained. Jannat, you don't have to do any maintenance. It's maintained for you. And the beauty and the Jannat, the namas of Jannat, whether it's the palaces, whether it's the Hurul Ain, whether it is the fruit, whether it is the food, whether it is وَلَحْمِ طَيْرِ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, the wonderful meat of the birds which you love and desire, whatever it will be all ready found, and it will be for you just to enjoy. And yet we are clever if we don't prepare for that. And we are preparing for this dunya. And this dunya, how much it is it of akhirah? It comes in the hadith, Sharif, that this dunya, it is not la ta'adilu janaha ba'udha. It's not equal to one wing of a mosquito. That is a hard fact of absolute truthfulness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And a mosquito, who likes a mosquito? Who breeds mosquitoes? And who gets in the mosquito nest and brings in 100 mosquitoes, come sleep with me? Nobody likes a mosquito. We want to stay away from them. And this dunya is for that which you are seeking. Actually, it's such a thing that you should want to not keep near you. Who wants to keep a mosquito? And what the example also to Nabi Adam. And a mosquito has got two wings, not one wing. And the one mosquito, this dunya wa ma fiha, is not equal to one wing of a mosquito. What the area of a mosquito? 2-3 millimeters. How much is a mosquito? And the dunya here, and what we are so happy and dying for, fighting court cases, fighting what, putting my mother out of the house for the dunya, depriving my sisters of their inheritance, fighting with my brother's dunya, it's not even, what are we fighting for? Not even what is the wing of one mosquito. Forget the two wings. Not even one wing. And this wama, dunya wama fiha, it's not equal to dunya wama fiha. And what is dunya wama fiha? The seven continents and the seven. Now we are not living on the sea. There are some people who live on the boats on their whole life. But we are living on land. And water is 70% about the dunya. So take out 70% from that mosquito wing, which is not the full wing also. Now what is left of that mosquito wing? And then there are seven continents. We are living in one continent, Africa. Take out six continents now from that mosquito wing. Now what is left of that mosquito wing? And so Africa has got about 52 countries. Take out 51 countries. We are only living in South Africa. Now what is left of that mosquito wing? South Africa has got 9 provinces. We are only in Eastern Cape now. All the other provinces we are not. What's left now of that mosquito wing? Of Eastern Cape, how many towns there are? Cities, towns. All. Only Port Elizabeth. Port Elizabeth has got so many suburbs out. We are only here, Malabar. And in Malabar, there are so many streets here. Take out all the other streets, only the street which we are. Now, what is left of that mosquito wing? And for that we are, when I acquired lot of that small mosquito wing. And the person who sat in the masjid or anywhere, he read 3 times Qul Hu Allah, 10 times Qul Hu Allah, and he built his palace of Jannah. And he got 3 times the sawab of the whole Quran Sharif. And permanently it is there for him. And he doesn't have to maintain or look after it. He is a dead loss. He is a person, he doesn't know what's happening in dunya. Just leave him out, man. He doesn't know what's happening in dunya. And I'm a clever when I'm working for this dunya. Really, let us see what we are working. Time-wise, if we go and see, our dunya's life, between 60 and 70 years average is our life. 60, 65 is our life. One day of the akhirat, kana miqdaruhu alfa sanati mimma ta'udun. 1,000 years. 65,000 years is 6.5%. That is our lifespan compared to one day of the akhirat. To cross full sirat, it will take 1,500 years. 1,500. 65 years of our life compared to 1,500 years of the akhirah is 4.3%. That's all what our life is. Another 96% will be after walking full sirat. And the day of Qiyamah kana miqdaruhu 50,000 years long. Our life of 65 years compared to one day, the day of Qiyamah, is 1.3%. That is all. And so how long is that? And Qiyamah is not one day, it's not 1,000 years, it's not 1,500 years, it's not 50,000 years, forever and ever, ever and ever and ever. I'm saying ever till our mort. Qiyamah is at Akhirat is much, much, much more bigger than that also. So therefore that we have to be preparing. Like that is a clever person. This is what the Quran Sharif, Ulul Albab, people of intelligence. Wow. And for that is so easy to read now. Think. To read three times, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, it's comfortable. We're not feeling hot. You're not going to. And you get the sawab of the whole Quran you read. And fortunate are those brothers that when they hear this, they start reading immediately. Inquiry. And those who do it immediately, they get tawfiq afterwards also. Otherwise, we are just summun bukmun. Summun, we heard, but we are. And we are summun, we speak, we don't read, we don't anything. It's just bayans that we are, as I said, our wifaq program we've got now. How many we have done already? But how many of us have noticed the signs of Allah Ta'ala? My maut is coming. Every moment, as we are sitting, we are moving to our qabr. And when we are moving to the qabr, coming closer and closer. Allah says, qadam su'e marqad. Our legs are facing the qabr. We are all moving to our qabr. We are moving towards our qabr, each one of us. Or nazar su'e dunya. But our eyes are looking towards dunya. We are walking in that direction. We're not looking like a driver looks in the rear view mirrors, things are all right, safe, or perhaps he'll turn his head around and look. But this driver turns his head 180 degrees, which if he could do, he turns his whole head around. And he's speeding here at 250 kilometers per hour, and he's looking at the back. What is going to happen? And that is what we do with the wife on sitting in the passenger seat, how we drive. The sharp bends we take, sharp brakes, and she's holding the seat. And we're tensing her up all the time. That is how we are driving and how we tense up the poor woman. She's worried. So a person who's driving like this, speeding like this, and he's looking. And this is what we are doing. Whether we want to admit it or not, we are all going to the qabr. Every moment, second, split second, we are moving to the qabr. How many of us have seen the signs of the qabr? How many of us have, if we have seen them, are we doing anything? We are still in my house, this must be fixed up, I must go for that holiday, I must give my children this education, I must do this. Dunya all the time. We're not taking notice of Akhirah, and yet we are seeing people. We are clever people, and we were supposed to the people, kuntum khayra ummatin, the best of all nations. And what is it? Ukhrijat linnas. You're taken out for the benefit of people. So the real benefit of people, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. You're calling them to deen. But we khayra ummat, the best ummat, what are we doing? We are following the kuffar. Their lifestyle, their education system, what kind of cars they have, what kind of transport, what their lifestyle, we follow that. Right to, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, how a lizard goes right to the hole, we'll follow them like that. Right to our toilets, they got some plastic flowers in the toilet, we must also have. What the plastic flowers are doing, what benefit, but they got it, we must have it also. If their bathroom, they got all that perfume and that shampoo, our bathrooms also must have it. It can be Maulana's bathroom or Hazrat Sheikh's bathroom, but our bathroom also must have what they have got. Is that in the Sunnah, any kitab, any hawala, any it comes any Sabrani or any Shamail or any kitab, that all these things were kept in the bathroom there also of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was the bathroom of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We won't take the trouble of finding out. Where can we make our bathrooms? We will dare that we make our bathrooms like the bathroom of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our bathrooms till they don't like the Jones and the James and all these people, then we're not happy also. And yet I'm the best Muslim. No Muslim better than me. And I'm copying their life fully. And I don't see any signs of the Akhirah. And if I see also, I'm blind. I'm a seeing blind person. One time there was a fire somewhere. And two people were left. Other people all ran away from the complex, all the fire. A blind person and a paralyzed person, the two were left. So the blind person told the paralyzed person, you jump on my back, I'll carry you. And the blind person told the paralyzed person, you jump on my back. And then you, the blind person, you show me the road. I can't see. You tell me, go front, turn here, turn there. And you can't walk, I will carry you. So that was the work of this ummah. That we are this. In this ummah, we have the ulama in the ummah. And we have the public in the ummah. The public don't know the road. They are blind people by and large. The ulama are the seeing people. They have studied Bukhari Sharif and they have studied Muslim Sharif and the kitabs they have studied. But normally the ulama don't have the wasail, the means of dunya. The people of the awam, the public have got them. So they must, the ulama must sit on the back of the public, use the means and guide the public all out of fire of Jahannam and take all towards Jannah. But we're not using our eyes and we're not using our facilities which Allah has given us. If we are using it for all the things which are going backwards, we are walking upside down. We are walking front and our heads are turned completely back and with the back. So because of that, all our problems. We find children, international game they play, a chasing game. As soon as a few children meet anywhere, once we were in the Haram of Makkah Sharif on the top floor, and there also some children met and they running and chasing one another. It's an international game. They just want, and when they running and chasing like that, then they are looking at the back and they are running front. Next worst thing you hear, their heads thumping and a loud noise. Or in the door they hit their head. Or against the wall. Now another big problem there. So we are exactly the same also. We are grown up. Pachpan ke ho gaye. We are 55. Lekin apan abhi bachpan nahi gaya. But our childhood has not gone still. We are still just like little children. So Allah make it that we can see the signs which Allah Ta'ala has made clear. That woman nu'ammirhu nunakkishu fil khalq. Who we give old age, we change them around again. When they were small children, they used to wear napkins. Now the old man, old lady also have to wear napkins again. Back to napkin age again. When you were a little child, you couldn't ride a bicycle. You didn't have your balance. You needed a tricycle, three wheels. So then you had your balance. When you're an old man, your two legs are not sufficient. You lose your balance. You are falling. You need a walking stick. You need the third leg again to balance again. When you were a small child, you were nagging all the time. Your mummy this, mummy that. When you're an old person, you're nagging the children again. Do this, do that. Why are you not doing this? So Allah changes you back again. But still after passing this whole fest, they take a lesson. I is that person who understands I have to go to my qabr. The signs of Qiyamah will come on that time. We worried of Dajjal and asking about Dajjal. Ask about our mort which is imminent. It might come now to me. It might come to this tonight, tomorrow. What have we prepared? This is what are we preparing for the signs which Allah Ta'ala has given us. They are there. They are open. See the sign. And seeing is not enough. We must then prepare accordingly. If we do that, this jalsa of ours is successful. Today, commonly also, we measure any deeni gathering, tablighi ijtima, or a jalsa, or anything, a darulum, anything, how many people came? That is no measurement theory. Once in the Darul Uloom of Deoband many years ago, Tarawih Namaz, the senior ustaz of that time, six were making Tarawih Namaz. Mufti Azizur Rahman, great Allah wala, he was the imam. And he came to the ayat, Yawma Tubla Sarair. And he repeated it, Yawma Tubla Sarair. Yawma Tubla Sarair. The day the secrets will be exposed. And behind him, big ulama, they were screaming. They felt unjust. Everything. What will it be on the day of the Yama when my secret will be shown in front of my mother, in front of my secrets will in front of my daughters. Today I'm a big Shaykhul Hadith. My students will see my secret. What I was thinking about, what I was doing, everyone will see the secret. When that reality, then read Quran Sharif and you won't be able to leave Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif will be what a mighty force for you in your life. Quran has got no appeal. Cell phone is very important. I can leave out my Quran, ask ourselves, today we are on journey, but who of us, how much are we reading Quran Sharif daily? A person, half is a Quran, he should read minimum 3 paras a day. Am I reading 1 ruku a day? Do I touch my Quran Sharif? Being a hafiz, teaching hifz class, but am I reading Quran Sharif? Am I Yasin Sharif? Yasin Sharif, the heart of the Quran Sharif. You read 1 Yasin, you get to get the sawab of reading Quran Sharif 10 times. My Yasin day. Did I read Manana Qamar al-Zamas once in the youth? And then he expressed that time, we were there, he said, today I couldn't read my Yasin from 3 o'clock to Hajjit time, people are coming, this masala, that Taweez, this Mashura, all the time. But I said, I read my 10 ayats. I couldn't read the whole Yasin. Are we reading 1 ayat of Yasin? Is Yasin in my life or not? Ayatul Kursi. Allah give us to understand, I can't do. I must have my burglar bars, and they must be in order. I must have my CCTV at it all the time. By all this, my security thing, the biggest security, Ayatul Kursi, we haven't got it in our life. How many of us read Ayatul Kursi? Ayatul Kursi is protection from everything besides what? And a person who reads Ayatul Kursi after every namaz, then only maut is in his way to get to Jannat. We all want Jannat. What are we preparing for it? What are we doing? We're talking. Lot of hot we are blowing. Oh, times of fitna. By morning you're a mu'min, by the night you're a kafir. Night you're a mu'min, by the morning. But what am I doing to protect myself from that my iman must not get snatched away? If we get up in the morning, we make out the wind is howling, it's cold, the breeze, immediately socks come out, jacket comes out, jersey we wear. But iman, we are worried, we're blowing a lot of hot air. But it's only talk shop. Do about what amal have I brought in my life, we are trying. And so many things Allah has given us, not one solution. So many solutions to protect our iman. I brought each one of us think, me, myself, Abdul Hamid, let me think, what have I brought in my life to protect my iman? Everyone, Yusuf, Ismail, Khadija, Fatima, Aisha, all of us think, what have I brought to protect my iman? And if we have to die without iman, wal-iyazubillah, we will be alone in the qabr. And the first question, Mar Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? And it isn't the easy answer which we think, Rabbi Allah, Allah is my Rabb. And when my conviction was, my shop gives me my rosy, my job gives me my rosy, my degrees give me my rosy, we'll never be able to answer. When it is my conviction that my medicine, I must have, otherwise if I don't have my sugar tablets, and I don't have my blood, to control my blood pressure, oh, I'll be a goner. When we have that conviction, we're going to have big, endless problems in the qabr. when the doctors, what they say is wahi, is 100% true. And what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, what Allah Ta'ala said, we have got doubts in that. Hey, how are we going to answer? And where we will be all alone in the qabr. Nobody with us. Qiyamah Day in front of everyone, our account. All secrets will be exposed. In the qabr, we have got no QC, no senior counsel, no one to stand, no lawyer or anyone. It will be we and the malaika. If we fail there, it's not on my report, they're going to be red rings that I pay. It's not that I'll have an opportunity to re-exam again. Or that, well, you won't get the job now. You in the interview, you fail. You won't get the... They will smite. And they will smite with the iron rod of fire. And the snakes will be left loose on a person. And the scorpions. And ila yawmi yub'asun, till the day of Qiyamah. It's something that all of us must be worried for myself, for my little baby, my child, my the whole ummah. The ummah is supposed to worry for whole jinn and man also. For all we must worry. But we're not worried about ourselves also. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. And that the signs of the hour are evident. The writing is on the wall. But we're not taking any lesson. It has made no change. What and what happening in the world, whether it's Palestine, our du'as we are making, ask ourselves sincerely, on my own, how much am I making du'a for Palestine? For Herat in Afghanistan, where the earthquake came, and many other places, there are droughts in places, there are floods in places, people are suffering. What change has it brought in my lifestyle? What du'a? Ask ourselves, have I got a 2-minute dua slot in my 24 hours? When is my time to make dua? Have I got that slot? And that is like a farz on us. To have that time that we turn to Allah and make dua. Just behind the imam also some sing-song, musical tones is making dua. And we also looking around, and when looking around, waving to their friend also, winking our eye to him. That is not called dua. Dua is a serious matter, direct connection with, in our namaz. We are making namaz, we made maghrib, now we're going to make isha, inshallah. How much are we connected with Allah? Do we even think of Allah? We saying so many times, Allahu Akbar. The average Muslim, he says between 800 and 1,000 times a day, Allahu Akbar. He's saying it or hearing it. In all his namazes, how many times Allahu Akbar? In the adhan, how many times? But one bit, forget Allah's greatness of Allah. Just the thought of Allah, does it come to us? We are about Allah. So what namaz are we making? For who are we making namaz? Are we engaging with, if I'm on in a meeting with somebody, I'm there, my body is there, but I'm on the phone talking with my wife at home, talking to the people at the shop and there. So those people, they'll chase me out of that meeting. We are with Allah Ta'ala and no thought of Allah Ta'ala. We got a meeting with this person, meeting with that person, and gunas we are thinking about in namaz. And Allah knows, in that meeting, they don't know what we know what, but Allah knows what we are thinking, and we're not engaging with Allah. No meeting, we just say, I'm meeting Allah Ta'ala. I'm going to namaz, we are supposed to meet Allah. And that is a whole big subject of what, when you meet Allah, what you will become. But we're not meeting our whole life namazes. 50 years we're making salat, but we haven't met Allah one time also. Not even when we started with Allah, when we said As-salamu alaykum, everyone else was in our mind. We didn't make salam to the malaika, yeah. We didn't go out of namaz. We didn't enter, so what to go out of? Allah give us tawfiq. Make our Islam see the signs which are clear. Prepare for them. Then see how enjoyable, fruitful, beneficial our worldly Islam came, not only for akhirah. Islam is first for dunya. So you live a wonderful life here. We put Islam on the shelf and we follow the Western way of life. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Inshallah, dua, the words will be mine. and your heart. We don't know who, one person who gets connected with Allah, and all of us, the umrah will be done. So put our hearts and turn to Allah Ta'ala, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. O Allah, forgive all our sins. O Allah, forgive our unmindfulness, our blindness. O Allah, we are so seen to follow the kuffar in their ways, to follow and see the beautiful Mubarak way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are so blind, O Allah. You have given us a perfect way of life, Deenul Islam. What a beautiful, perfect way of life. But we don't see the beauty in Islam. We see the beauty in the lives of the kuffar, and we follow in their sports, in their entertainment. O Allah, forgive us. Forgive us our blindness. Forgive us our unmindfulness. O Allah, these beautiful gatherings which take place, we reward the brothers who arrange these programs and make it the means for our hidayat and to turn to you and become true servants of yours and to serve your deen. O Allah, O Allah, let us understand this valuable, valuable, precious moments you have given us, by which we have to prepare our qabr, we have to prepare our akhirat. O Allah, make it that we prepare for the akhirat. Let us not waste them for the dunya, for things which we are going to leave behind, for copying and living our life like the kuffar. Save us from all this, O Allah. You gave ad-dunya khuliqat lakum. This dunya has been created for us, and we are created for the akhirat. We are not created for dunya. We are not created to follow the kuffar. Give us guidance, O Allah. Let us go in the right direction, O Allah. Help the brothers of Palestine, the land of Palestine, the people of Palestine. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, O Allah. O Allah, save us from imitating the kuffar, O Allah. Save us from mixing and befriending the kuffar, O Allah. And from those who befriend the kuffar and who follow their ways, save us from their wrong ways and save us from them. Give us all hidayah to follow on the right path and turn to you in seriousness and earnestness, O Allah. Life is extremely short, and these moments you have given us are extremely valuable. Let us make them valuable. Otherwise, we will just waste them and we'll just pass our time, in which fact, actually, we will be failing time. O Allah, help us, our men, our women, our ulama, our public, O Allah, our children, our boys, our girls, O Allah, young boys of 17, when they had that iman, what great achievements they made. And today, we have your young children, boys and girls, we're destroying them in the dunya, in the fire of Jahannam. Open our eyes, O Allah. Let them be that they take out people from the fire of Jahannam and they take them into the beautiful, radiant gardens of Jannah. O Allah, let us be used for your deen, for your purpose. Save us from all harm. O Allah, whatever need any person has got, any wish which is correct and in the right way, grant it to all of us, O Allah. Save us from all illnesses, O Allah. From all financial problems, O Allah. From all fights and arguments, O Allah. From any and all types of difficulties and hardships. O Allah, let us realize our only solution is in Deenul Islam. It is a perfect, it is a complete way. Let us bring it into our lives and let us follow accordingly, O Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.